Welcome to a new riveting episode of Between the Lines, proudly presented by Acadalearn. In today's exploration, we dive deep into the pages of books and explore their hidden treasures. Today, we're venturing into the world of finance, crime, and the American dream as we dissect The Wolf of Wall Street by Jordan Belfort. The Wolf of Wall Street is a gripping memoir that takes us through the life and times of Jordan Belfort, a former stockbroker who masterminded a fraudulent investment empire during the 1990s. Set primarily in the bustling streets of New York City and the upscale neighborhoods of Long Island, this book reveals the rise, fall, and eventual imprisonment of its charismatic protagonist. Belfort's tale unfolds against a backdrop of real-life characters, including his business partners, employees, and clients, all entangled in a web of deceit and excess. The heart of the story beats with the conflict arising from Belfort's illegal activities, from stock price manipulation to money laundering and investor fraud. Themes of greed, corruption, addiction, and the extravagant 1990s saturate the narrative. Belfort's writing style keeps you on the edge with its fast-paced storytelling, vivid descriptions, and a peek into the darker side of Wall Street culture. Yet, some critics argue that the book glamorizes Belfort's criminal behavior and falls short of fully acknowledging the harm inflicted on his victims. The Wolf of Wall Street isn't without its quirks. At times, Belfort's writing appears repetitive, with certain phrases and anecdotes making frequent appearances. Nevertheless, it offers an entertaining and thought-provoking read, providing a unique perspective on the extravagance of Wall Street. Key takeaways from this book resonate with the dangers of unchecked greed and ambition, the corrupting influence of power and wealth, and the importance of ethical behavior in business and finance. It sheds light on the destructive nature of addiction, the impact of financial fraud on victims and society, and the flaws in the regulatory system that allowed Belfort's crimes to flourish. Belfort's journey also spotlights the role of privilege and entitlement in his ascent to power, all while tantalizingly exploring the allure of the American dream and the relentless pursuit of wealth. Above all, it underscores the need for personal accountability. The Wolf of Wall Street is structured into three gripping parts. Part 1, titled The Rookie, introduces us to a young Belfort navigating his early days as a stockbroker, diving headfirst into the world of finance and high-stakes living. Part 2, The Player, takes us deeper into Belfort's ascent as he becomes one of Wall Street's most successful brokers. Yet, his success is matched only by his reckless excesses, as he plunges into a world of drugs and debauchery while evading the ever-watchful eye of the FBI. In Part 3, The Prisoner, Belfort's world unravels as he faces arrest and a litany of charges. This is where he begins the slow process of redemption, serving time behind bars and reflecting on the consequences of his actions. Each chapter offers valuable life lessons. In Chapter 1, The Bronx, we learn about perseverance and how childhood experiences shape our futures. Chapter 2, The Seagate Wishing Well, delves into the power of visualization and the consequences of unethical behavior. Chapter 3, The Art of Blowing Things Off, teaches us about the basics of stockbroking and the law of easy money. In Chapter 4, The Right Stuff, we explore the importance of mindset and attitude in achieving success. Chapter 5, Married to the Game, delves into living within one's means and the dangers of addiction. Chapter 6, The Black Monday, highlights the importance of calculated risks in business and the impact of ignoring warning signs. In Chapter 7, The Art of War, we discover the tactics used to control and manipulate others, along with the consequences of illegal activities. Chapter 8, The Blind Man's Bluff, reveals the importance of teamwork and the dire outcomes of breaking the law. Chapter 9, The Crawl Space, forces us to confront the consequences of our actions and the grip of addiction. Finally, in Chapter 10, The Wire, we see the importance of learning from mistakes and taking responsibility. So, as we wrap up our journey through The Wolf of Wall Street, remember these powerful lessons from Jordan Belfort's book. The only thing standing between you and your goal is the story you keep telling yourself as to why you can't achieve it. Without action, the best intentions in the world are nothing more than that, intentions. Winners use words that say must and will. The easiest way to make money is, create something of such value that everybody wants and go out and give and create value. The money comes automatically. Act as if you're a wealthy man, rich already, and then you'll surely become rich. Act as if you have unmatched confidence and then people will surely have confidence in you. Act as if you have unmatched experience and then people will follow your advice. And act as if you are already a tremendous success, and as sure as I stand here today, you will become successful.